50 years ago this week, a novel appeared that was a precursor to the counterculture of the 1960s and has captured the imaginations of readers since. Jack Kerouac's On the Road, published September 5, 1957, is the tale of a circle of friends who crisscross America, buck conformity as they thirst for experience. Its author was hailed as the voice of the Beat Generation. From New York, Tom Vitale prepared this report.
4 months after On the Road was published, Jack Kerouac recorded a modified excerpt from the novel, a scene set in a San Francisco jazz club in the summer of 1949.
Out we jumped in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man's bawling horn across the way going, ee-yah, ee-yah, and hands clapping to the beat, and folks yelling, go, go, go. And far from escorting the girls into the place, Dean Moriarty was already racing across the street with his huge bandaged thumb in the air, yelling, blow, man, blow!
In On the Road, Kerouac mythologizes his friends, a circle of hipsters he called the Beats, including the poet Allen Ginsberg and the writer William Burroughs. The hero of the novel, Dean Moriarty, is based on their friend Neil Cassady, an ex-convict and a Casanova of astonishing energy. But the enduring aspect of On the Road is not its literary history, but the music of its prose.
Uproars of music, and the tenor man had it, and everybody knew he had it, and Dean was clutching his head in the crowd, and it was a mad crowd. They were all urging that tenor man to hold it and keep it with cries and wild eyes.
And I went to Kerouac's house once, and I'd been revising my poem. He said, stop revising!
The late poet Allen Ginsberg said that his writing style was simply an extension of Kerouac's. In 1985, at his Lower East Side apartment, Ginsberg told me when he met Kerouac in the 1940s, Kerouac was already experimenting, like a jazz musician, with spontaneous improvisation.
I think he was interested in the flow of consciousness and the flow of feeling and the accuracy of instant-by-instant recording of what was flashing through his mind. And he had very great techniques for doing it because he was a 120-word-a-minute speed typist.
In the spring of 1951, Kerouac famously typed the entire first draft of On the Road in just 3 weeks on a continuous scroll of paper so he would never have to stop typing. In the novel, Kerouac lifted passages from his journals from 5 cross-country trips beginning in 1947. The story was punctuated by jazz, drugs, and sex. No one would publish it. Douglas Brinkley is editor of the Library of America edition of Jack Kerouac's road novels.
Their breakthrough came in the late 50s because you started having Marlon Brando and James Dean becoming the new outlaw heroes on the big screen. And their Kerouac broke through as kind of the thinking man's Marlon Brando.
Finally, in 1957, Viking published On the Road. At the time, the 35-year-old Kerouac was living in New York with his 21-year-old girlfriend, the writer Joyce Johnson.
Jack came to New York on September 4th, up from Orlando, Florida, and he was so broke that I had to lend him $30 to take the Greyhound bus up to New York. That night, well, around midnight, we went out and we went to the newsstand on West 66th Street and Broadway. We'd heard there was going to be a review in the Times, and there it was, this extraordinary review that immediately established Jack as a writer of major importance.
In his September 5, 1957 review in the New York Times, Gilbert Milstein wrote, "On the Road is the most beautifully executed, the clearest, and the most important utterance yet made by the generation Kerouac himself named years ago as Beat." Joyce Johnson says Kerouac became an overnight sensation.
Suddenly he had no more privacy, a lot of avid fans, and he was basically a kind of shy, introverted guy, but he, you know, there was a necessity to be out there, to be a performer, to be extroverted. I think people confused him with Neil Cassady.
Kerouac began drinking heavily. In the fall of 1958, he broke up with Joyce Johnson and moved into a house with his mother in Northport, Long Island. He was a hero to a new subterranean counterculture. But in a 1964 interview recorded by the Northport Public Library, Jack Kerouac voiced disdain for the so-called beatniks.
You know I never was a beatnik, don't you?
Yeah.
You were a beatnik.
We know that. I'm...
You know what a beatnik is? Well, usually some guy says, I hate my father, I hate my mother. So they leave home in Indiana and they come to New York, they write a line of poetry, they type it up in a great big expensive $5 binding book, put it on their arm, put on sandals, roll a little goatee, walk down the street, say they're poets.
Historian Douglas Brinkley says On the Road has often been misunderstood as the story of a group of friends looking for kicks. Brinkley says the first thing to understand about Jack Kerouac is that he was an American Catholic writer.
Kerouac was trying to make everything holy. The very term beat, or for beatitude of Christ, kind of came to Kerouac at a Catholic church. And when I edited his diaries, really, almost every page he drew a crucifix or a prayer to God or asking Christ for forgiveness.
Brinkley says On the Road is about a spiritual quest.
It really is a lesson about the continued need for self-discovery, which is really what literature is all about. It's about getting out there and doing things and learning and seeing. Sometimes books make us think a lot. Kerouac almost makes you want to take a road trip.
Jack Kerouac died of alcoholism in 1969 in St. Petersburg, Florida. He was 47 years old. His novel On the Road has been translated into 32 languages and has sold more than 4 million copies.
Dean stood in front of him, oblivious to everything else in the world, with his head bowed, his hands socking in together, his whole body jumping on his heels in the sweat. Always the sweat was pouring and splashing down his tormented neck to literally lie in a pool at his feet. And girls, Galatea and Alice, were there, and it took us 5 minutes to realize it. Wow, Frisco nights. The end of the continent then, and the end of the road, and the end of all dulled out.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.